For I have promised you to one husband as a pure virgin. Therefore I am jealous, not for myself, but for him to whom I have promised you. For this time is the time of engagement, but the time of the wedding is different, when they sing, "The bridegroom has stood up." Oh, what unheard of things! In the world they are virgins before the wedding, but after the wedding no longer. But here it is not so. But even if they are not virgins before this marriage, after the marriage they become virgins. So the entire church is a virgin. For addressing himself even to all, both husbands and wives, he speaks this way. But let's see what he brought and engaged us with. What kind of wedding gifts? Not gold, not silver, but the kingdom of heaven. That's why he also said, "We are ambassadors on behalf of Christ," and pleads with them when he's about to receive the bride. What happened in Abraham's case was a model for this, for he sent his trustworthy servant to seek a Gentile maiden for marriage, and in this case, God sent his own servants to look for the church for his son's marriage, and prophets from long ago saying, "Listen, O daughter, and think and forget your own people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty." Do you see the prophet also engaging? Do you see the apostle doing the same thing himself with great confidence and saying, "I promised you to one husband so I could present you as a pure virgin to Christ"? Do you see wisdom again? For having said, "You ought to bear with me," he did not say, "For I am your teacher and I speak not for my own good." But he uses this expression which gives them special honor, placing himself in the place of one who arranges a match, and them in the position of the bride. And he adds these words,